judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action, God the righteous judge, shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the Independent Thusiast Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thusiast Seventh-day Adventist, and please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Father, please be with us as we enter into your word. Bless us that we may understand, and help everyone to see the lateness of time and the preparation needed. These mercies we ask of you, and thank you for hearing us through Christ our Savior. Amen. Well, today we want to talk about some of the latest events that have been going on upon the face of the earth as of May and now June, now that we are in early June. We want to give you some of the latest events that have been going on to show you that the carnage, the destruction, the wanton loss of lives, human and animals, continue. And all these show us that something is going on. But God, in his great love, who cares for us, warns us. So as we are warned, we know the attitude and the moral state we are to have in the light of what is coming, so that we will seek sincerity and honesty in his service, because we want to preserve our lives, especially as we see events taking place all around us. And this is the reason why we have committed ourselves to helping you understand what is going on, that you may be able to testify that God loves you and he wants you to change. He wants you to be different. He wants you to be holy as he is holy. He wants you to do righteousness, to fulfill his law, true faith, true God dwelling in your heart. Yes, my dear people. And all this because the end is near, even at the doors. In Luke chapter 21, from verse 25, here is what we are told, I quote, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." So all these statements here that we have seen clearly shows us natural phenomenon taking place. We have it in the sun, we have it in the moon, in the stars, and even upon the earth, nations are distressed and there are much perplexity. And we have angry sea, angry waves all around us. And this is the reason why recently 5 to 6 islands disappeared in the South Pacific. A couple of them larger than Tobago. Yes, my dear people. All this shows us changes are coming, and that whole inhabited islands will disappear, according to Revelation chapter 16. Before these things happen, we see signs warning us. About 6 islands disappeared, and some of them were larger than Tobago. So what do we have here? we have warnings of trouble coming for all of us. Why? Because we are living in the period called the time of the end, and the end of the world is near. Yes, Jesus Christ is returning to the earth again. We've heard this over and over again. But now we are seeing the signs that shows us things cannot continue as they have been going. The scripture continues to tell us, men's heart failing them for fear, verse 26, and for looking after those things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Yes, my dear people, we are to see terrible sights in the heaven as terrible things take place, and people will be filled with fear because they know trouble is coming. They know great destruction is coming. In fact, even in the scientific community, many cataclysmic destruction have been prophesied by them, and they are no prophets. They are just forced to admit what scripture have been saying quite a long time. And because people do not make it their business to study the Bible, they don't know. And as we read, verse 27 tells us, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Jesus Christ comes to the earth at the end of all those destructions, and his very presence finally destroys many things upon the face of the earth. And it continues in verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth near. Did you see that? We are not being told you have to literally look up to the heaven with your head, but you have to look up spiritually. You have to lift up your head spiritually because your redemption draweth nigh. Lifting up your head spiritually means in your mind looking for the second coming of Christ and expecting the second coming of Christ. You do those things because you know something is going on and you know the end is near. This is what we are being told. And then again, in verse 34 of Luke 21, we are told, I quote, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. Did you see that? Because so many people are absorbed in what shall I eat, what shall I drink syndrome. What shall I wear? Where shall I live? They are more concerned about maintenance. They more have social concerns. They more have political concerns. A lot of people are like that. And their minds are overcharged with considering those secular things, and some even drunkenness, so that the end is coming and they are not paying notice to these things. They have no care for these things. And verse 35 tells us, for as a snare it shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Did you see that? So all these crises will come as a snare, including the second coming of Christ, for all those that dwell upon the whole earth. What are we expecting here? We are expecting trouble, and that people will not be warned. They are not listening. Few pay attention. And our voice is like a voice crying in the wilderness to prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ. Verse 36 tells us, watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. End of quote. Did you see that? So in other words, we need to pray that we shall be accounted worthy to escape these kind of destructions that are taking place. Yes, my dear people, we need to be sure that we are accounted worthy. To be accounted worthy means that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. which is God, that God must dwell in your heart, that Christ must dwell in your heart by faith, that you will be rooted and grounded in his love, because Christ in you is the hope of glory. And so you need to be sure that the character of Christ, written out in the truths of the Bible, dwell in your mind as salvation truths. Salvation truths from the Bible is the character of Christ. And those truths dwelling in your consciousness or stored in your memory is Christ dwelling in you through faith, so that you would be rooted and grounded in the love of God, which is God himself. And that he would cause you, motivate you by these same truths to do his commandments. And what will happen here? You will be preparing for the end, and you will be accounted worthy to escape these kind of destructions. But at last, many people are not taking them seriously. They may hear, they may know, and they may say, what this guy is saying is true. And that's far as they go. When we are calling upon you for conversion, we are calling upon you to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. We are calling upon you to join God's remnant church that has the science of salvation to teach you how to deal with sin, to show you how God deals with sin, that you can be sin free, free from sin. So much horrible things have been going on. We have a new term, a term called zombie fires. Zombie fires. These are fires that have been burning forests down, and then when rain starts, the fires may out from the trees and the forest, but underground in the soil, the fire continues to burn. Snow may fall and cover the ground, but the fire is under the ground burning. And then the next season, when the snow is past, those same fire resurrect and begin to burn. Yes, my dear people, this phenomenon is now being called by scientists zombie fires. And we have zombie fires burning down many, many forests in the world now. We have in Russia, we have in California, we have in India and other places in the earth, huge fires, even in Canada, burning thousands and thousands of acres down. And these fires, it seems as if you cannot put them out, because even after they pass and burn the forest down, they remain alive under the ground. This is a new phenomenon, but it clearly shows us that the fires of the last days will be unquenchable, and as it is unquenchable, it will destroy many, many of the buildings, the cities, the homes, as Christ is coming to the earth. Yes, my dear people. And even that Christ warns us about by these zombie fires that they have discovered. Because many, many forests are burning down now. Look at Canada, that tree-worshipping country. Many people in that country worship trees, and they plant trees where they're not supposed to plant trees. And now the fire that is burning there by Fort McMurray, that city, it has burned down 90% of the city. All the population has been moved out, and the fire continues to burn, unstoppable. Yes, my dear people. And a lot of bureaucratic bumbling is responsible for the fire being kept alive and continuing to burn. And their false philosophy of tree worship in that country. Yes, my dear people. And so, fires are burning even in California right now, as we speak. Terrible fires. These are events that are warning us that something big is about to happen. And what about sinkholes, where huge holes in the ground open and vehicles and people fall into them? Houses, hotels fall into these holes. These holes destroy property, destroy lives. And sinkholes continue. in Florence, Italy, we have more than 30-something cars falling into a sinkhole. Yes, my dear people, huge sinkhole in Russia. Sinkhole in Turkey, sinkholes in China, swallowing vehicles. Even in England, in the United States, sinkholes continue to happen. As if underneath the ground, the soil is moving in such a way to prepare for the great earthquake which the Bible prophesies will come. And we have this phenomenon of sinkholes happening all over the world, and they keep getting worse and worse. We won't want to be caught in a scenario where we are walking in the streets and suddenly the whole streets caving under our feet and swallow us down in holes. No. But this has happened in many countries, and it continues to happen. Yes, my dear people. Also, a new phenomenon, the Bible talks about hail, and we have a lot of hailstones falling. The Bible speaks about hailstones, about the weight of a talent, around 50 pounds, that will fall under the seventh plague, and it will destroy buildings and lives and so on. Before this hail falls, we have warnings or signs. And right now, we have signs of this terrible hail taking place in different countries of the earth. This hail has been killing hundreds of birds, killing animals. Indeed, some people die being hit with these chunks of ice from the hail. Property has been destroyed. Warehouses, roofs, cars, all destroyed by hail. And the hail seems to be getting worse and worse in many different countries. We even have desert countries and all getting hail. And this is another phenomenon taking place in the world, but it is a sign of what God says will happen on a larger scale in the future. And to let us know what he is saying, we are seeing all these signs around us. Yes, my dear people, hail, killing livestock, killing people. Also lightning. The Bible does tell us, at the second coming of Christ, lightning will be flashing from the sky and catching cities afire. Cities will be burning down from lightning flashing from the sky. Villages, homes, forests will all be being consumed with fire coming down from heaven as lightning. Before this happened, we are warned a lot of lightning is flashing in the sky coming down on the earth. We have lightning killing people. Within 5 months, we have had more than 250 people killed in Bangladesh alone from lightning strikes. Notice this, within 5 months, 250 over that amount of people killed in Bangladesh alone from lightning strikes and other places of the earth as lightning continued to strike and hit people. This is becoming a terrible phenomenon all over the world. Animals are dying from lightning. We have 3 white rhinos killed by lightning in India. We have a large amount of cows killed in one lightning strike. We have sometimes 24 people, sometimes 52 people killed in one lightning strike in some places. Places in India, places in Bangladesh and Pakistan. Terrible lightning killing people. Yes, my dear people. And this is going to become more and more frequent as the end draws near. But we're just warning you, letting you know what is going on. And don't talk about the floods that we are having today from the rain. Sometimes 2 months of rain, sometimes 6 months of rain fall in an hour time or half an hour. Huge amount of water pouring from the sky like a bucket is being thrown out. And suddenly terrible floods are created. Floods that destroy homes, destroy property. Floods that kill people, that bury vehicles, that bury houses. We've had floods in Texas, severe floods in Germany and other countries in Europe. Also in Australia. And they wash people away, wash vehicles away. These floods, when you see films of them, they look like giant tsunamis rushing through. Like if the sea is rushing through the cities and the towns and villages where these floods flow. And all this shows us trouble is coming. We are having terrible, terrible floods all over the world, killing people, whether it is Africa and so on. Terrible floods. We are warned about all of this, and we need to prepare for the end because it is swiftly coming. All this are some of the distress of nations with perplexity that we are facing. Another new phenomenon that have been taking place is huge fireballs falling from the sky in many nations and exploding. In fact, we've had huge fireballs falling in so much nations that some of them explode, shake homes, break glasses from homes, cause car alarms to go off. And we have actually had pictures of these terrible fireballs falling in different countries. We have seen plenty pictures of them. But the Bible already prophesies that we will have falling stars or these fireballs falling, and we are told it will set cities alight. We are told that in the Bible. But before this happens, we see signs of it. And this is what we are seeing with all these huge fireballs falling. This is the reason why we need to prepare for this, because it is swiftly coming. We ask of you to be very careful here, because some people have been hit with chunks of meteorites. It seems that a large debris coming from the asteroid belt that is just after Mars, a large debris of rubble is coming and heading towards the Earth and falling on the Earth as falling stars. And this is why we have told you before, huge chunks of rock will fall and will cause terrible crisis upon the face of the Earth. Before this happens, we see signs of it taking place. And these signs are these fireballs being filmed falling over many countries. Yes, my dear people. And what about the earthquakes we are having? A whole ring of earthquakes surrounding the Earth. Earthquakes taking place even where it never happened before. Central Australia having earthquakes. You imagine that? Earthquakes in different European countries, Latin American countries, even in the Caribbean. Terrible earthquakes taking place in the South Pacific. All these warn us of a terrible earthquake that is going to strike the Earth and destroy civilization, according to Revelation chapter 16. Also, we have volcanoes, some of them that have been dormant for centuries, reigniting and erupting all over the Earth. Yes, my dear people. We have serious volcanoes erupting in different parts of the Earth. Just recently, Sinabung in Sumatra, Indonesia, killed 10 people. And this volcano is far-reaching, sending ash thousands of kilometers into the sky. Yes, my dear people. And we have had volcanoes in Costa Rica, in Italy, and other places, Mexico. These volcanoes are very destructive, but they are signs that volcanoes will be erupting. They are signs that volcanoes will be erupting in different parts of the Earth, destroying civilization as the end comes. Yes, my dear people. We also have huge cracks appearing in different parts of the world. They continue to happen over and over again. More cracks in different parts of the Earth. And these cracks clearly show us terrible trouble coming, that the Earth will be broken up at the second coming of Jesus Christ, as your Bible tells you. These warnings tell us that we need to prepare, because trouble is coming. What about the phenomenon of red tide, one of the plagues that will strike the Earth, where the blood becomes, and you have the sea the rivers, the fountains of waters becoming as the blood of a dead man. And it has a terrible stench, and it kills fishes, etc. We have tons and tons of fishes and sea creatures dying from red tide off the coast of Chile and Brazil, and red tide in different places of the earth. All this is a sign of the end. Yes, my dear people. We also have heat waves in many nations, killing people. In India, the roads start to melt, that people's feet began to stick in the pitch on the earth because the heat is so intense. All this telling us that the sun is going to be very hot, scorching people with heat. And that's one of the plagues that is to take place. Yes, my dear people, we have tornadoes wrecking property, killing people, even in nations where they have not been accustomed to having tornadoes. And they are spreading and getting worse and worse. Yes, my dear people. We have methane gas leaking from the earth up into the sky, causing people to get sick in different nations. We have high winds just suddenly coming out of nowhere, blowing people and property down. All these are signs of the terrible destructions that is going to take place upon the face of the earth. But what does God say to you? God says to you that you need to prepare because the end is coming. You need to recognize that only Christ in you is the hope of salvation. Only true conversion, true justification done by God upon you, getting rid of sin in you and replacing idol gods with himself dwelling in your consciousness through the truth. That's the only answer. That's the only solution. That's what you need. So we call upon one, we call upon all to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Confess your sins to God. Tell him that you have been wrong. You've sinned against him, and ask him to change you, to make you different. And he certainly will lead you to our church, Tuesday, Seventh Day Adventist. Yes, my dear people. So may God bless you until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for another Escape for a Life with a broadcast brought to you by the independent Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church. Remember that you can contact us by calling 528-2123 or 531-7558. You can also find us on the World Wide Web at www.thusiasdaevangel.com. That's Thusia, SDAEVANGEL.com. Here you will find today's program in our radio program archives. And until our next program, may God richly bless you.
The judgment has been.